Offside. Nediscipliniran puč. V soboto se je skupina več kot 200 vojakov v Nigru neuspešno uprla vojaški vladi generala Abdurrahmana Čijanija. Poskus vojaškega udara so nezadovoljni vojaki začeli po polnoči z napadom na vojaško letalsko bazo 101 pri mednarodnem letališču Diouri Hamani v prestolnici Njame, pri čemer so del posadke baze zajeli kot talce. Sledila sta napada na predsedniško palačo in zgradbo javne televizije, ki je prekinila oddajanje. Po več urah streljanja in eksploziv v prestolnici se je televizija v soboto zvečer ponovno vključila v eter z objav vladajoče hunte, da so hunti, lojalni vojaki, ponovno vzpostavili nadzor nad prestolnico in letalsko bazo. Upor je zatrla predsedniška garda, za pomoč pa se je po navedbah ruskega veleposlanika v Nigru Viktorja Voropajeva generalštab nigrske vojske zahvalil tudi ruskemu afriškemu korpusu. Kljub napadu na predsedniško palačo je vojaška vlada Nigra zanikala, da bi šlo za poskus državnega udara, ampak je dogodek opisala kot kršitev discipline. Zavezništvo sahelskih držav, ki poleg Nigra vključuje še Burkino Faso in Mali, je v skupni izjavi upor vojakov označilo za izdajo. Mogoče razloge za upor povzame urednik portala Mena Defense, ki poroča o vojaških zadevah v Afriki in na Bližnjem vzhodu, Akram Harif.
It looks like the mutiny started when the battalion of special forces that is very active against the terrorist group was going to Niamey, and during the rest time, I think an incident happened with the leader of the battalion, who had an altercation with the police or with the gendarmerie in the capital. That started an anger movement within this unit, and then this degenerated into an attempt for a coup. So a lot of soldiers joined this movement, and it became very big compared to itself.
Bazo 101 poleg nigerske vojske uporablja ruski afriški korpus. Do leta 2024, ko je hunta generala Čijanija, ki je oblast sicer prevzela leto prej, odstopila od vojaškega sporazuma z Združenimi državami, so bazo z letališčem uporabljali ameriški vojaki. Teh je bilo pred izgonom okrog 1000, poleg baze v Njamejo pa so bili nastanjeni tudi v bazi pri mestu Agadas. Še vedno so v bazi 101 nastanjeni vojaki ameriških zaveznic Italije in Turčije. Zakaj se je poskus vojaškega udara začel z napadom na bazo 101, pojasni sogovornik.
It began there because it housed this anti-terrorist unit, and it's also an important base because it's very large in terms of superficie, and it has also the international airports. By taking the airport as a symbolic hostage, it's one symbol of the state that is taken. Now we also have seen that they targeted the Nigerian radio and television building and also the presidential palace. So it means that all symbols of the state were targeted by this mutiny and this maybe a coup attempt. But this base is very important because it houses also foreign troops, including a detachment from Italy, from Turkey, and also from Russia.
Bazo so junija pred uporom vojakov napadli borci džihadistične oporniške skupine Jamaat Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, ki je zaveznica Al-Kaide. Primarno deluje v Maliju, zavezniku Nigra, kjer od aprila skupaj s tuareško separatistično Azavetsko osvobodilno fronto izvaja ofenzivo proti tamkajšnji vojaški vladi in ruskim najemnikom, ki jo podpirajo. Bazo so januarja in v začetku tega meseca napadli tudi borci Islamske države v Nigru. Zaveznice Islamske države, ki se bori v Nigru, so sahelska provinca Islamske države in milica Lakur na jugozahodu države v uporu sodelujeta tudi nigerijski skupini Zahodnoafriška provinca Islamske države in Boko Haram. Nigerska vojska je bazo vsakič uspela obraniti, poraze in težje izgube pa trpi na zahodu države, območju glavne fronte z uporniki. Sahelska provinca Islamske države je junija uspešno napadla vojaški tabor nigerske vojske pri meji z Malijem, v sovražno zasedo pa so vojaki državne vojske letos padli maja in julija. V severni regiji Agadas je maja vojska v odziv na grožnje uporniških skupin ustanovila dva nova taktična štaba. Po poročanju agencije Reuters so v soboto v uporu sodelovali vojaki iz mest Ualam, Tera in Doso na jugozahodu države. Dogajanje na fronti predstavi Harif.
In Niger is quite different comparing to Mali because in Niger they have both the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda has less power in Niger than in Mali, but in Niger you have this phenomena where the front line is very spread. It's in the region of the three borders between Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger, but also in the region of Lake Chad, with also the involvement of Boko Haram, also the Lukurawa movement. So you have multiple fronts with multiple organizations. All of them are very strong and very offensive. And with a very, very weak army that has a problem of scarcity of manpower and also means to conduct serious wars against all fronts. So it's very hard. It's very, very hard for them to sustain this war, even though it's quite different than the Malian case, where you see the terrorists and also rebel movements launching very widespread attacks and threatening the capital. It's not the same, but at least in Niger, the Islamic State and Boko Haram are creating kind of sanctuaries in the places where they are and where the Nigerian government cannot go anymore.
Sogovornik opiše še posledične razmere v vojski, ki so privedle do upora vojakov.
The situation is hard for the soldiers, for these units and in their relationship with their government that does not have a lot of means and the money. The tensions appears more and more these days. Don't forget that in the Sahel, these two months, July and August, are very hard months in terms of floodings, very bad weather, and the situation is harsh, and we are arriving to the end of two very harsh months for them, and they are probably exhausted. They are looking for retribution. They are looking for better means. So that's why these tensions are growing. It shows us that the government has a very precarious control over these troops and that the situation is not very hard. Because what we have seen during this rebellion, this mutiny, is that it was the presidential guard that solved the issue, militarily speaking. So it doesn't mean that the army is fully behind its government, but it means that a possible confrontation can happen at any moment and any time.
Kot omenjeno, je pri zatrtju poskusa državnega udara oziroma pomankanja discipline sodeloval ruski afriški korpus. Ta je pravni naslednik nekdanjega zasebnega vojaškega podjetja Wagner in trenutno deluje pod okriljem ruskega ministrstva za obrambo. Ministrstvo je afriške operacije Wagnerja prevzelo po uporu poveljnika najemniške vojske Evgenija Prižgo pri Kožina leta 2023. V Nigru ima trenutno nekaj 100 najemniških vojakov. Zanašanje hunte na rusko podporo in vlogo afriškega korpusa pri zatrtju upora vojakov opiše Harif.
I think that in this very case it was not very significant and the Russians were not militarily speaking involved into repressing this mutiny. But I think that they participated into the dialogue for the evacuation of base 101, and they made it possible because the Russian Africa Corps has a good relationship with this unit, with whom they are used to work a lot. So I think that Russia played a political role by engaging the dialogue to end this mutiny more than a military role. The Nigerian government is relying a lot on Russian African Corps, on its war against terrorist groups. They are involved extensively, especially in the region of the three borders, and they provide a lot of support to the Nigerian army.
Rusija ni edini zaveznik nigerske hunte v zatrtju upora. Alžirsko ministrstvo za zunanje zadeve je na dan upora v javni objavi izrazilo solidarnost z nigerskimi oblastmi in napovedalo podporo pri stabilizaciji razmer. Naslednji dan je Alžirsko ministrstvo za obrambo na prošnjo nigerske vojske v bazo 101 poslalo 4 bojna letala tipa Su-30. To je druga alžirska pošiljka zračnim silam nigerske vojske ta mesec. V začetku avgusta je Alžirsko ministrstvo za obrambo v Niger dostavilo 4 vojaške helikopterje skupaj z municijo. Alžirsko podporo vojaški hunti v Nigru pojasni Harif.
I think that Algeria is a little bit upset with this situation of cyclical coups in the region that make this region totally unstable and that is generating more and more instability, terrorism and also migration. Algeria maybe is betting on a stabilization of these regimes by promoting a political dialogue, but also by helping them economically to solve their problems. And now, since this month, Algeria is starting to even provide military support to Niger. This might extend to the other countries of the Sahel. They don't see this Sahelian alliance as an issue or a threat, but as a kind of existential issue for the Sahelian countries and the Sahelian regime, as the expression of an anger against colonialism, against marginalization, and against the new issues that this region is knowing since now almost 20 years. Algeria is betting on the more stability and bringing its weight in the region. Niamey is the perfect place for a deployment because geographically it's not very far from Burkina Faso, not very far from Mali, and it gives the opportunity for Algeria to address the issues, militarily speaking, in those three countries while being in a safe spot.
Vojaška vlada generala Abdurrahmana Čijanija je 3 leta po državnem udaru doživela upor zaradi istega nezadovoljstva vojske nad neuspešnim spopadanjem z džihadističnimi uporniki, ki jo je ustaličil na oblasti. Offside je pripravil Matej.
Offside.